My guest today is Holly Conlan. You can check out myspace.com/HollyConlan, C-O-N-L-A-N. We're going to start by playing a track from a CD she brought in, and we'll get into some live performance and some interview. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
I do my best to save myself, but I don't have time to save nobody else. I tune out voices when they talk. I say I care, but babe, I never walk the walk. I got no job, I got no dream. I'm black or white, but I can't stand the in-between. And now I'm confused on top of it all. Don't think that life is fair. I build up walls no one can climb, then I tear them down. This process takes up all my time. Now I'm confused on top of it all. I was ready to lose and ready to fall, but there's something about the way that you look at me that makes it feel okay. You make it feel okay. La da 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 da.
On Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Holly Conlan and friends. Why don't we just start with introductions? Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Holly Conlan and I play songs and I sing them. And that's what I do.
And who have you brought with you today?
I have brought Mr. Al Scrow.
Hello.
Al, is there a band that you don't play in?
A couple.
Okay.
Yeah, I got kicked out of a few.
Really?
This is a long story.
Okay, and how much of this is sort of just, you know, Holly and her songs, and you brought other people in to kind of fill out the sound, and how much of it is more collaborative?
Well, pretty much I write all the songs, and, you know, then basically with this EP that we just finished, I wrote everything, and then Al came in and produced it, and so we do, you know, a lot of collaborating like with the band and stuff when we do live shows, and they kind of do their own stuff, but it's all my stuff. So
and did it start for you as just a girl on a piano? And
yep, pretty much. In like high school, I started just kind of playing around on my parents' piano, and then kind of decided that I really wanted to do that. So I ended up going to college for music theory and composition and really getting into it, and then, you know, back into just songwriting and stuff. And so it's always been me and the piano.
And did your voice come at the same time, or is that something you developed later?
Just singing. Yeah, I started off singing as I was writing, like trying to learn how to play the piano and doing it all at the same time. So,
all right, well, let's jump into a live song if you're ready.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And we'll talk about the process a little more. What would you like to play for us first?
Let's do Take the Blame is what it's called.
And tell us real quick what, just for our audience's sake, what we're looking at here in the studio.
I'm sitting here at a Yamaha keyboard piano. A borrowed Yamaha keyboard piano, because I don't own one.
It's a nice big one.
It's gigantic, and there's Al with his guitar.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
You hear the words come out my mouth. I think I'm speaking English. But then you're lost beyond all doubt. I don't know how to fix this. I never mean to hurt you. I know the dark side is no fun, but now the mark is made, the damage is done. And you're the only thing I'm trying not to break. Now we're here in pieces. I think I should take the blame. There's something really right here. I hope you see it's more than good. If I could turn this night around,
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Holly Conlon. That was beautiful. Great start to the show.
Well, thank you.
You have one of these great sort of, these great voices that carries with it the sentiment of the song. You know, like you can tell, you can hear a lot of, because a lot of female singer-songwriters in the indie scene have this infectious sweetness that just ends there. So it's kind of like a packet of Equal, you know, but your voice carries with it a certain sadness, or maybe it was just that specific song. But tell me a little bit about that process for you, about the kinds of songs that you like to write and the kind of sentiment that you want to put out with your voice.
I guess most of the songs that I write just come from life, you know, and just the experiences I have. They're pretty self-centered, I guess. but yeah, I think singing, I've gone through a process, you know, to get to a place where I like, you know, how I sound. But I think I just sing how I feel. It just comes out that way, I guess.
And
so.
And in your writing, do you think of these life experiences in terms of telling stories, or is it more abstract metaphors, appraisals of what happened?
I mean, there's a bit of metaphor in some songs, you know, in lyrics, but a lot of it's just pretty much, this is how I feel. And I think a big part of it for me is it being relatable, like it being something that people can listen to and go, oh, that's me, you know, like mm-hmm. that's my story, you know. And I think that's like the biggest compliment I've gotten from people is when they say something like that. It's like, oh, okay, there's a reason I'm doing this. Like, people get it and get something out of it. And it's, you know, for me and for other people. So
do you think there's a difference between the way people connect to your music by listening to a CD and the way they connect to it by seeing you perform live?
A difference between?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, I think for any artist, I think it's a totally different experience when you see the person and how they move and how they are, you know, as just a person and not just a singer or a musician, you know.
What kind of venues do you like to play in terms of, like, do you prefer more intimate space or do you like a, you know, big arena sort of thing?
I haven't done too many big arenas yet, but I like the intimate thing. It's somehow it's a little bit more nerve-wracking because, you know, people are actually paying attention to you.
But, you don't have the protection of the crowd.
Yeah, of the noise.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It ends up being a bit more fun. So I like...
I think her opinion of venues is dictated by whether or not they have a real piano, usually.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty much it. If I don't have to bring a keyboard and I can sit at a real piano, I'm very happy.
She's got a real problem with the keyboards.
I do.
Is that hard to find, a place that has like a nice...
Yeah, it's rare. I mean, it's strange. You would think more places would have a piano because people play them. But I guess
we're kind of lucky with the cafe, the hotel cafe. You know, yeah. They've got a good one. And the living room in New York has one. So it's like at least there's two cities that are covered.
Oh, that's good. That's
have a good piano, yeah.
Do you have... do people have any like preconceived notions about you as a female musician, singer-songwriter? Do they expect certain kinds of music from you?
I don't know. They probably expect angry girl music from me when they meet me, but I don't know. I really don't know.
But your approach to the whole songwriting process is that they're going to take from it whatever they will.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well,
it
cool.
is what it is.
On that note, why don't we play another track from the CD you brought in? What is this from that we're playing?
This is my new EP that we just finished, actually, called Bird. And right, it's not available yet. It's getting printed at the moment. But yeah, it's Bird.
So between now and then, it's a Kill Radio exclusive.
Yes.
Great.
Exciting. So should we just go on with the next track then?
Sure.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Holly Conlon. Stick around.
Misunderstood, and you went alone.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Holly Conlon and Al Skro. So this CD is not available yet. Is this your debut EP, or do you have other music out there?
Well, I have an old CD out there, but this is pretty much the debut, I would say. The real deal.
So is the plan to sort of, you know, do a bunch of shows and let people know that this is available?
Yeah, I think once it's done, go out and, you know, play a lot and get people to hear it. So.
And then do you see it as like a precursor to a full length?
Yeah, I think so. That we just started working on a couple new songs and in the studio.
Yeah, that song we played first is probably going to be, it's one of the songs for the full length. It's not on the EP.
Now, how often, tell me about the way that you write in terms of, you know, do you get an idea in your head? Does it start with like a loop of a song or a lyric and you scramble for something to write it down on? Or do you set aside a time to write? How does that work?
A lot of times it starts with words, like it starts with lyrics, you know, and just something I'm thinking about or whatever. And then I'll sit down and play and try and kind of form the music around that. I mean, sometimes it goes the opposite way, but that's usually how it happens.
Does it come and go in phases for you in terms of like you write a bunch of material and then you kind of have a block for a while?
Yeah, definitely. There's times where I'll just, every day I'm sitting down and it's like, I feel like I'm writing another song, you know, and I'm like, oh, this is great. And then there's like months where it's like nothing. It's just nothing.
I always thought it was kind of neat. Like there's this piano that she like learned how to play piano on at her parents, you know, that her parents own. And luckily they live kind of close enough to LA that she can sometimes just drive out there and she'll just say, yeah, I'm going to go out and play the piano. And so she can go play this piano that's really amazing piano that is the one that she learned how to play on. It's kind of cool.
I mean, I guess as a musician, you develop sort of a connection to the instrument that you spent the most time with.
Definitely.
Do you feel like you play that piano differently than this keyboard that you brought today?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's just one of those, it's like I learned to play on that, so it sounds right, and everything else, you know, I compare to that, you know. And
see, in the future, you'll be able to do things like teleport the piano that you learned on to each event.
That would be awesome.
You know? That would be kind of nice.
I don't know why they gave up on teleportation. I mean, one guy turned into a fly, and then they just gave up on the whole business.
I think we need to get all the people off the cancer thing and just really focus on teleportation.
It's about That's good awful. Music. Yeah. It's about good music. Well, speaking of which, let's do another live song. What would you like to play for us next?
All right. This is another one that's not on the EP. It's called When You Listen.
All right. Whenever you're ready. My guest is Holly Conlon. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
You walk your circles and I will wait inside. Feet shuffle left to right, your eyes are open wide, but you can't and you don't see me. I cannot hold you if you cannot hold still, though I have told you if you need me to. Babe, I can't disguise all the things that you'll hear when
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Holly Conlon. Holly, take me to the beginning. Paint a picture for me of Holly Conlon on stage for the first time as herself, performing, saying, you know, these are my songs. What was that like for you?
Well, I haven't even heard this one.
So I mean, was it a nerve-wracking experience? Or was it something you felt you were ready for?
It was very, very nerve-wracking. I was absolutely terrified. I actually, for, you know, a couple years had wanted to, like while I was in college and stuff, wanted to play shows and stuff, but I was just way too terrified. And we had to do this sort of senior recital thing for at the end, you know, of school, and it was all like classical kind of composition stuff. But then at the end of it, I decided to play one of my songs and sit at the piano, and I just did it, and I was like, as I was doing it, I was just like, oh, I have to do this, you know? Like, this is too fun. And so...
So you didn't know beforehand exactly how great it was going to
feel,
huh?
I had no idea. I thought it would just be awful. And then I was like, oh, this is actually fun. So, yeah.
Did you think your hands would betray you or something
Pretty
like
much,
that?
Pretty much, yeah. I just thought, there's no way I'm gonna look at this piano and it's going to be black and white mess. No idea what it means.
What did all those classical composition musos think of you playing your, you know, singer-songwriter song?
I don't know. They probably hated it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did the teachers, like, were they okay with it?
Well, they had to be because I was done. I didn't tell them I was going to do it.
Oh, really?
I just did it. Because I knew they would probably say, no, that's not
appropriate. It's not appropriate. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't really care.
It's great how we have teachers to tell us what's appropriate and inappropriate in art.
Right, exactly.
And then tell me about when you took it from that atmosphere to a, you know, the indie scene of, you know, bars and clubs and clinking glasses and things like that.
Right, yeah. It's something to get used to. The first show I did was at this place called Anastasia's Asylum in Santa Monica, which is not there anymore, sadly, because it was a pretty cool place. But they had this little upright piano that was really old and really out of tune. And the whole time they were blending coffee drinks while I was playing.
Oh,
and
that's
I was
the
like,
worst.
Here we go. I really want to do this? But it went great and it was fun. And, you know, and so then I just kept doing little, you know, real little places where no one actually went.
aside from being in tune and everything working and not making, you know, major mistakes, what makes for a great show for you? Like, how do you, when you leave and you go, yeah, that's what it's about. Is it the audience? Is it the vibe? Is it how you feel?
I think a lot of it is how I feel, or like how we feel as a group when we play, you know, just like, I love it when I get on stage and I start playing and you just kind of forget that there are people there and you just play, like, and you just think about what you're actually saying and doing and, like, just being into it, you know, and letting go and not worrying about, oh, you know, should I hit a wrong note or whatever. It's just like you're just doing it because it feels good. So that's the best feeling for me.
I'm just thinking out loud. This might be kind of convoluted, but do you think about... You know, when you get transported out of the venue, cause when you get into that zone that you're describing, mm-hmm. If an audience member is able to go there with you, is that sort of a big success for you?
Sure, definitely.
To be able to transport someone out of the scene and into the song.
Right. I know, as you know, obviously having been an audience member, like that feeling when you're just standing there and you're just in it with the person on stage and you totally lose the people around you and everything else that's going on. It's the best feeling. So to be able to, I mean, if I've ever done that for someone else, that'd be pretty rad.
She gets a lot of that thing where after the song, you know, like people are just kind of like sitting there looking at you and then they kind of clap and you, like, I've been on stage with her a couple of times where I'm like, I don't know if people are into this or not. I can't tell, but they're real quiet, you know?
Because they're kind of absorbing the music instead of just letting it hit them.
Yeah, and then, like, afterwards, they'll be like, my God, I loved it. It was great, you know? But I play in so many bands and stuff that I guess I'm just, like, kind of addicted to that. Yeah, you guys!
Yeah, there's always the, like, 3 or 4 seconds after you finish a song where nobody makes any noise, and you're like, oh, God.
It just hangs there.
Nobody wants to be the first one to clap.
Yeah. I always, whenever my dad's there, I'm like... just, you know when the songs are ending. Just start clapping. Like, it'll get people to just go.
Or you can go to the microphone and scene.
Right. Scene.
And what about a show that just isn't working for you, where it's just like, no matter what you do, you know, at the end, where you just want to pick up the piano and break it, you know,
I've definitely had that feeling where...
Is that mostly for technical reasons, or is that like when the audience isn't giving you the respect you deserve? Or?
I think it's usually technical, like if I can't hear myself, I feel like it's awful, you know, like mm-hmm. if you just can't tell, or if you're screwing up left and right, it's just like...
Or if Al's had too much to drink.
If Al's drunk.
That happens.
You don't drink.
No. What's funny, though, is I would like to see her pick up a piano on stage. That'd be pretty good.
Just smash it against an amp.
She turns green, her shirt rips off, and then
Holly the Hulk. I've definitely had that feeling, like, during the show, like, as I'm playing songs, like, I'm never doing this again. This is the last show. This is the farewell show.
But then the next day, is that still stick with you, or do you... kind of get over it and move on to the next thing.
I get over it. I usually get over it. I'm like, yeah, well, some are just going to suck and some are going to be good. So
let's do another live song if you guys are ready for that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Which one do you want to do?
What shall we play? I'm going to play.
You want to do the solo one or do you want to do?
Let's do, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What's this called?
This is called 1, 2, 3.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
I don't think I speak the language. Messy girl with shaky hands. I thought I'd be there by now. Break my heart before it breaks. Stop before I ever started. Why would I go raise the stakes? I could be home by now. One, two, three. What am I looking for?
Take this moment, and now I'm going to start clapping.
Awkward pause.
Because that was so beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Holly Conlon. MySpace.com/HollyConlin. Is that the place to go for all the up-to-date information?
Yeah, for right now. We're working on a website, but yeah, that's cool. It's all there.
Al, I want to ask you about producing this album and sort of what your responsibility is in terms of bringing out the best of Holly, you know, her sound.
Well, I guess, yeah, that's pretty much what I try to do, I guess.
I mean, do you have to treat her voice differently than you would, say, because you have some experience producing different kinds of artists.
Yeah, I mean, and I worked with some other, like, female, like that girl Miko and, like, some other people, and it's good when you're, I'm lucky because she's the kind of person that you just kind of stick a mic in front of her and that's it. You know, that's kind of, there's not much to do, really. You know
yeah, we
mean?
Just heard that. That's a good example just now.
As long as you record it, you're, half your job's done. I think most of what we were trying to do was, like, because she never had a record that was sort of fully realized with lots of other instruments and, you know, so our big thing was starting with that, like, vocal and piano thing and then, you know, trying to fill it out and figure out what vibe we wanted it to be, you know, because we wanted it to sound, you know, so that it was like commercially sort of, not commercially as in like we want to make a ton of money off of it, but I mean so that, you know, it's universal, you know what I mean? So that
viable.
Yeah, you know, like so my mom could listen to it and like it, you know, but also you would like it, you know, and that's a tough thing to do, you know, because it's got to be cool and also not too cool.
Right.
Like, not so cool. Or
it's
like,
got to sound clean but not polished.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's like a really sort of fine line. Yeah. So finding that was basically what I think my job was. And I think what we're doing now is starting to stretch out with, like, making some of the songs not as piano-driven, as, you know, like, taking her song and then, you know, like, putting it on guitar, you know, or, like, just like using her songs as more of sort of a guideline to make, you know what I mean? So that not everything is all just a piano. And it's fun because, you know, it's just new ground. Every time we do something, it's always something new. So
the piano just turned to you and said, "What do you mean just a piano?" He's like,
or, you know, like just different instruments, like a Fender Rhodes or, you know what I mean? Other stuff or, you know, switching it up. So it's.
And Holly, for you, is there a challenge inherent in sort of allowing your music to be pulled in one direction or another? Like in sort of, I mean, you must have a lot of trust in Al to sort of take your baby and add elements to it and offer suggestions.
Right. Yeah, I kind of trust him.
Well, it's never the thing. It's, you know, some producers do that thing where it's where they have the artist come in and record their vocal and stuff, and then they leave and. You know, we always are together doing everything.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not.
I do. I mean, I have a huge amount of trust and respect for the way he does things. But I'm really open to things, you know, evolving and changing and not having the same sound all the time. I think.
As long as it always sounds like you.
Well, sure. Yeah. But
I mean, I think some producers come in and try to make it sound like them.
Right. And that's, I've experienced that and it's terrible. But, with us, I think it's good because we kind of come from totally different places musically, but then it works together. And we do, like you said, we spend the time together in the studio, like thinking of things together, you know, and it's like a very
It says
effort.
Produced, I mean, like the record will say produced by Al Scrow and Holly Conlin, and that's really true. It's not just some kind of, you know, nod to or whatever. It's like really, I mean, I know which knob to turn and how to get things to sound good, you know, but as far as the idea, musical ideas and stuff, it's pretty mutual, you know, like both come up with ideas and try them out.
Cool. Well, that's perfect segue to another song from the CD then.
Yeah.
What are we going to play here?
Let's do the happy song. It's the
happy
track
song.
Three.
And this is your death metal song, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's throw that on then. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Holly Conlin.
Trying to draw you some.
rest and hope my heart will hold you so still. Happy song.
On Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Holly Conlon. So in terms of the business in the independent music scene, you know, there's this big emphasis, not at all venues necessarily, but sort of generally on, you know, what's your draw? How much money are you going to bring to my club? How much alcohol am I going to sell? It presents different challenges for different kinds of musicians. What has your experience been sort of collecting fans and pulling people into your shows and hanging on to them?
Yeah. Well, I think at first it was desperately forcing my friends to come to shows every show. But I think recently it started to change and people, you know, like there's actually people just coming to shows. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you get, you know, 10 people, and then sometimes you get, you know, 60. So, or more, what depending on the size of the place. But I don't know. It's kind of tough, right? You know, sometimes I guess when you're starting out, it's just kind of hard to get people to pay attention and come out, you know, on like a weeknight or whatever to come see you. But
do you have the patience for that sort of thing? So for like dealing with the music business in addition to all the work that you put into your songs?
It's not so much patience. It's just, I feel like it's hard for me to focus. Like it's really hard for me like to diligently like every day go, okay, you know, do whatever it is you're going to do, send out emails or whatever.
And I need to take a nap after each MySpace bulletin.
Right. Seriously. It's just not in my, it's not my way, but you know, you got to do it. So,
and so I'm sorry.
I do my best, you know, but I see.
I'm curious how far you kind of imagine this project going in terms of like, how will you know when you've arrived and say, like, this is what I set out to accomplish? I mean, is there a certain level of notoriety that you're looking for, or do you want just enough so that all you have to do in your life is music?
I mean, yeah, basically it's just I want to be able to survive, and this is what I want to do to survive, you know? And it's not really about notoriety or fame or anything like that, I think. I want to do good stuff. I mean, that's the thing. If I could just you know, survive on doing good stuff, whether or not people, a million people are into it or 15, you know, it's just like about feeling like you're actually doing something worth something. So,
and along those lines, is there something in your mind that you think of as sort of not good that you want to make sure that might be an easy trap for you to fall into as a musician that you have to sort of be aware of to avoid going in that direction?
I don't know. I mean, I know that you can, it's easy to get sucked into doing, you know, more like poppy, whatever kind of stuff. I had worked with a few producers a while ago, they were great people and great producers, but wanted to go that direction. And it was like going to be this, as they were saying, like easy thing. Like it'll just, you do it this way and it'll work. And it's mm-hmm. like, but that's just not me, you know, and I'll never feel comfortable doing that. So I don't feel afraid for myself that I'll fall into a trap like that because I'm too stubborn.
So we won't be hearing Limp Bizkit guest rapping on any of these tracks?
Maybe Limp Bizkit.
I might actually try to do that now. Yeah,
that would kind of be cool, I guess, actually. all right, well, let's do another live song.
All right.
What would you like to play?
What do we got? Winter.
Oh, the Winter, yeah.
The right. Winter. This is on the EP, so.
My guest is Holly Conlon. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org.
Thank you.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Holly Conlon. I like how that song's put together. It's really kind of unusual. I was noticing how the guitar is kind of almost like a little kid in the song, kind of like peeking his head in. Can I be heard just a little bit? And you know, because a lot of times when you have more than one instrument, it's like every instrument's like so overbearing that you don't get to hear any one of them. So yeah. Like the guitar was present, but it wasn't really the
coming in and out.
Yeah, it was just kind of just sort of barely there. It was kind of cool.
You know, chilling.
You were chilling.
Thinking about turkey.
Chillaxing.
Yep. It's Thanksgiving, so I'm going to let you guys go and chill for the rest of the day. we'll sign off with another track from this EP. Any idea when people can expect this?
Probably within the month, I'm guessing.
December.
3 weeks. Yeah.
And do you have any live performances coming up in the near or not so near future?
I actually have a show at the Bordello on the 29th of this month. It's Thursday.
Oh, cool. That's coming up. Bordello's pretty cool from what I understand. I haven't had a chance to go there, but like a lot of that seems to be the place that everybody's playing now.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool down there. It's free parking, and there's lots of it.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty hip in there.
It's really pretty, too, inside.
Like they just did that Merrick reunion last night.
Oh, yeah?
And that was I didn't get to go, but there's a lot of cool stuff happening down there.
Well, cool. Maybe I'll have to swing by on the 29th and check that out. My guest is Holly Conlon, myspace.com/HollyConlon. Do you want to tell me a little bit about the song we're going to play? Just taking it out?
This song is called Home, and it's the last track on the EP.
All right.
There you go.
This will be available for download in the near future from myspace.com/thisisgood and isgoodmusic.com, as well as podcast on iTunes. And I'll be back next Thursday with more good musicians on Is Good on killradio.org.
I'd walk back into time we never had. Truth be told, I never thought I'd feel this bad, but I do. Swallow down, there's nothing more for me to do but let this die. There's not room for this and you in this heart, so I'll stop before I start to understand this love. I've got my back against a wall here, just called to say hi, but you know you feel too much like home, dear, and I've got to learn how to get by. Splintered truth, I've got no means to find this end, lost and bent. I walk this walk and just pretend I can breathe. I turned around, but I can't leave. I never planned this love. I've got my back against a wall here, and I know you just called to say hi, but you know you feel too much like home, dear, and I've got to learn but
back against all.